Well, shalom, y'all. We are so glad you have joined us for this week's teaching. You know, his word tells us, great shalom have those who love his Torah, and nothing will cause them to stumble. This week, we're going to talk about what it means to walk with Yeshua. So what does that entail? What does that mean on an everyday basis of what it means to say that we are walking with Yeshua? People say he is my Lord or he is my master. And so the concept of what does it mean to walk with your Lord or your Savior? Yes, he is our Redeemer, our Messiah, who has redeemed us from our sins, cleansed us of all of our uncleanness. So we are forgiven of all of our sins because of the fact that he died upon that cross for us. But, you know, he tells us to walk with him, and we are instructed to walk with him. So what does it mean to walk with him as he is our Lord or our master? So let's look at Luke chapter 14 and verse 25. And this is Yeshua. We're going to go into Yeshua speaking here. Now many crowds were going along with him, and he turned and said to them, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Whoever does not carry his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which one of you, when he wants to build a tower, does not first sit down and calculate the cost to see if he has enough to complete it, lest when he has laid a foundation and is not able to finish, all who observe it begin to ridicule him, saying, this man began to build and was not able to finish. Or what king, when he sets out to meet another king in battle, will not first sit down and consider whether he is strong enough with 10,000 men to encounter the one coming against him with 20,000. Or else, while the other is still far away, he sends a delegation and asks for terms of peace. So then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all of his possession. So Yeshua lays the groundworks of what it means to be a disciple here in this passage. Now, he is not at the beginning telling us or instructing us to hate our mother, our father, our brother, or our sister. He's not telling us to hate our possessions. What his instruction or his charge is to us is that no relationship on earth, no matter how close that individual is, whether that's a mother, a father, brother, sister, no family member, no possession that you have or that you own, should be something that would cause you or deter you from being a disciple of Yeshua, or one who walks with Yeshua. So we have to be one who is willing to count the cost. And the instructions in this passage here is he is telling us to count the cost. Weigh out what it is going to cost you in order to be my disciple. So the first step into walking with Yeshua is to be a disciple of Yeshua, and we have to be willing to count the cost of what we may have to give up in order to be his disciple. And what does it mean to be a disciple of Yeshua? What is a disciple? A disciple is basically one who is taught, okay? So in order to walk with Yeshua, we have to be willing to be taught by Yeshua, okay? And we are instructed to be a disciple of Yeshua, not a disciple of a man, not a disciple of a religion, of a denomination, okay? We are taught to be a disciple of Yeshua, to be taught by him. It's not saying that denominations are bad, that churches are bad, but we want to make sure that we are being taught by Yeshua and we're checking out what we're being taught by our churches and our denominations to know, are they lining up with what actually Yeshua taught, and am I being led by him and walking with him? So the question that we would ask is, what did Yeshua teach his disciples? What does Yeshua teach us today? What were the words that Yeshua taught? So let's look at the passage here and let's see if we can see what Scripture tells us on what Yeshua taught his disciples to do in order for them to walk with him. So let's look at John chapter 12 and verse 49. This is Yeshua speaking. For I did not speak from myself, but the Father himself who sent me has given me a commandment what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. Therefore, the things I speak just as the Father told me. So Yeshua speaking here is saying that I did not come to this earth. I did not come. I am not here in existence to speak my own truth, to speak my own teachings, but I came to speak from the Father. He was given what to say by his Father. Yeshua lived a life that was in submission unto his Father. In fact, Yeshua's authority came from submission unto the Father. Okay? So if we think about the picture that Yeshua had all authority, but yet while having all authority given to him from his Father, he was still operating under total submission to his Father. He did not speak anything that his Father did not tell him to speak. He did not do anything that he did not see his Father do. So he lived in submission unto his Father. And so now Yeshua has given authority unto us, but our authority flows from being totally submitted unto him and speaking his words and doing his will. Okay? So Yeshua came and spoke the words of his Father. He was given a commandment of what to speak from his Father. And what does he say about his Father's commandments? Or what we would call the law or the Torah, the instructions his Father gave us. He says it is eternal life. The law was given to bring life. There was a curse that came to those who disobeyed. Now, can we obtain eternal life by obedience to the commandment alone? That is a no, because we're all sinners. We have all missed the mark. We all need redemption. We need to be cleansed from our uncleanness. So the first step to having eternal life is believing in Yeshua as our Messiah, and that he died upon that cross for us, and that by his blood there is forgiveness of sins. But then we are to walk with Yeshua. We are to become his disciple. So Yeshua comes and teaches us his Father's commandments. He teaches us the law, because his law teaches us how to love God and how to love people. It sets us apart from the world. It makes us different from the world. We now, as believers in Yeshua, who have been redeemed by Yeshua, are called to walk in a newness of life, to walk with Yeshua. And that entails him teaching us how to no longer be conformed unto this world, but to be transformed into the image of Yeshua. He is teaching us how to no longer walk as this world walks, but to walk as he walked. And the way Yeshua walked was actually in obedience to the commandments of his father, to the Torah, to the law that was given. That's how he walked. And that is how he is teaching us how to walk according to the commandments of his father, which bring blessings, which bring joy, which brings life unto those who will walk according to his commandments. Let's look at John chapter 8 and verse 28. So Yeshua said, when you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and I do nothing from myself, but I speak these things as the Father taught me. And he who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to him. So how did Yeshua walk on this earth? To be a disciple of Yeshua, we want to model Yeshua, okay? And here we see Yeshua was taught by his father. What did his father teach him? His words, his commandments. How do we know what the words of Yahweh are? How do we know what pleases Yahweh? It's in the Torah. It's in his law. Yeshua was well-knowledged and learned in the law and in the Torah. And that's why he was able to do those things that pleased his father, because he sought to be taught by his father. If we want to live a life that is pleasing unto the father, we need to seek to be taught by the father, to be taught by Yeshua, to be a disciple of his, to allow his words to renew our minds, to allow his words to change the way we think, to change the things that we desire, to change the things that we seek after, to be taught by him, to allow our minds to be reprogrammed. I mean, that's literally what it is. Our minds have to be reprogrammed. And we do that by being taught his words and his commands. We have to get rid of the old way of thinking. We have to resist our old thinking, our old desires. But it's not enough just to resist it. We therefore now have to turn and submit ourselves unto God, and we need to fill our minds with his teachings and with his words if we're going to walk with him and walk in his spirit and walk in a life that is pleasing unto him. Yeshua did not come to this earth and do his own words, his own will, his own desire, and do what pleased himself. He did the will of his father. He was taught by his father, and he did that which is pleasing unto his father. Therefore, setting the example unto us of what we as disciples of him are to do. We are to imitate him in that, and that we are to be taught by the Father. Learn the ways of the Father. Learn the will of the Father and do that which is pleasing unto the Father. That's what it means to walk with Yeshua, to be a disciple of Yeshua, to be taught by him. And when we're taught by him, guess what he is teaching us? He is teaching us God's law, his commandments. Therefore, we are able to do that which pleases the Father. Let's look at John chapter 15 and verse 10. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. So Yeshua here, this is the chapter of the true vine where he's talking about abiding with him and us being grafted in with him, okay? And what does he tell us? If you want to abide in my love, if you want to stay in my love, if you want to walk with me, then you need to keep my commandments. And he compares us, instructing us in keeping his commandments to what he did. He says, I have kept my Father's commandments. So what did Yeshua do? He kept his Father's commandments. Yeshua's commandments are still the same as his Father's commandments. When Yeshua said, the two greatest commandments are to love God with all of your heart and to love your neighbor as yourself, he summarized the law into those two commandments. Because what the law does is it instructs us and teaches us on how to love our neighbor and how to love God. Okay? We don't, as followers of Yeshua, who want to claim to be a disciple of Yeshua, sit back and say, I'm now going to love God the way I want to love God. Because if we do that, we will not love him in a way that's pleasing unto him. We don't sit back and say, I'm going to love my neighbor as I choose to love my neighbor. Because when we do that, our sinful fleshly desires will lead us astray. They will cause us to think we're loving our neighbor, but in actuality, we are not loving our neighbor. Our flesh will do and seek out what is easy and comfortable and desirable for itself, and what seems pleasurable at that moment. But see, Yeshua is telling us here that if you follow my commandments, if you follow the Father's commandments, you will stay in my love. You will walk with me. You will be with me, and I will be with you. We will abide together, okay? And when we abide with him and we stay with him and we're walking with him, he says, your joy will be complete. Your joy will be complete because my joy will be in you. So if we stop seeking the pleasure that is from the sin, the temporary pleasure from sin, and we seek to walk with him, walk in his commandments, walk in his ways, walk just as Yeshua walked, then we will have joy. Joy is much more sustaining and desirable than pleasure. Pleasure is short-lived and will not stick around very long and can be followed by depression and being unsatisfied. But joy is the opposite of that. With joy, it sustains, it's complete, it sticks around, it is there. Let's look at Psalms chapter 16 and verse 11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. This is a psalmist speaking. And the first part here, you will make known to me the path of life. That is what our Father is doing. That is what Yeshua does. He is our teacher. He is our master who will make known to us the path of life. How does he make his path of life known unto us? He teaches us the commandments of his Father. So he will make known to us the path of life. He will teach it to us. The question is, how good of a student are we going to be? How much are we going to allow him to teach us of his commandments? How much are we going to allow him to teach us and bring us down this path of life? Because see, if we allow him to teach us his path of life, to make known the path of life, to teach us his commandments, and then we walk with him, as Yeshua was speaking, walk with me. If we keep his commandments, we will walk with him. We will be with him. And what does the psalmist say? In your presence is fullness of joy. So when we're walking with him, we will experience that fullness of joy. We will not lack joy. It will be there. We will find joy even in the midst of the battle. Even while we're walking with him, we will find ourselves going through trials. We will face seasons of testing. We will be tried. But we can know that even in the valley, even when we are being tested, he is with us. We are abiding with him. He is walking with us, and we are in his presence, and we can still have the fullness of joy. And what does the psalmist say? In your right hand, there are pleasures forever. So if we can learn to forsake the pleasure that we see, that we receive from giving in to our flesh, and learn what it means to become a disciple of Yeshua, to be taught by him, and to give of ourselves and be willing to count the cost of what it means to be taught by Yeshua and what it means to walk with him, to count the cost of denying my flesh, of giving in to the pleasures of my flesh, to count that cost, to die to myself, to take up that cross, and now to follow him, to submit my life unto his teaching, to surrender my heart's desire and my thinking unto his commandments, unto his word, and to yield myself unto his commandments, and to follow them, and to obey them, then I will find pleasures from his right hand. He will give me pleasures. He will give me good things. I will find life. I will find joy. I will find blessings. But he will also give me pleasure. Walking with Yeshua and walking in obedience to his commands does not mean we give up a life of pleasure, but we're finding a different source of pleasure. No longer are we yielding to the pleasure that comes from our flesh, but we're going to find a pleasure that comes from the righteous Yahweh, the righteous living God of this earth. Hallelujah. We are so glad that you have joined us for this week's teaching. We will be back again next week with another teaching. So come back now and shalom, y'all. Scripture quotations taken from LSB, Legacy Standard Bible, copyright 2021 by the Lockman Foundation, used by permission, all rights reserved, managed in partnership with 316 Publishing Incorporated, lsbible.org, and 316publishing.com.